Last time, down Gilead Lane.
You should think about blogging.
Blogging? Me?
Just be careful, Brookie, all right? You know, the internet is a big place.
I've noticed your priorities have changed ever since this summer. Ever since you got religion.
That's true.
You had better come back to your senses, Tom Richter.
They might even be able to send me to the orphanage for the dedication.
Imagine what you could do for the orphanage then.
But Becca, the orphanage dedication is in the middle of the school year. If I went, it would mean missing part of my senior year. Maybe even not graduate.
To a church when your own family is neglected.
Come on, Monica. They aren't neglected for Pete's sake.
You are not providing for your family.
That is totally untrue, and you know it.
So you can just donate to a church at a whim and go jet off to Peru while I will have to make do with the pittance you gave me for my party.
You call that a pittance? Let's be reasonable here.
Reasonable. All right. Reasonable. Why would you want to go to Peru, Tom? Tom?
God told me to.
Oh, God is talking to you now.
It's hard to explain, all right? But I believe God wants me to go to Peru for a week, and I'm supposed to take Maya with me.
Uh-huh.
And now, circumstances are lining up. I got 2 new clients this week, and there's enough money to go. It's like a sign.
So if God's giving you a sign to dress up like a chipmunk and go live in a treehouse, would you do it?
Come on, that's ridiculous.
No less ridiculous than how you're talking. You know, I was worried about our finances, but now there's something I'm even more worried about.
What?
Your sanity.
Monica.
You know very well that we're about to go public very soon.
What?
I can't afford for people to think my husband belongs in the loony bin.
Caleb, it's Maya.
Hey, Maya.
How's college going?
Oh, it's going great. I had a lot more work than I thought, but I'm liking the school. So how's it going with you?
It's awful.
Whoa, what's wrong?
Mom and Dad are fighting. Again.
Maya, sometimes parents have disagreements. It's perfectly normal.
This is not normal. And it's more than a disagreement. I've never seen them fight like this. And it's getting worse.
It probably sounds a lot worse than it is. I've seen them get into it a couple times, and they made it through. I'm sure this will blow over too, all right?
Caleb?
Yeah?
Do you think they'll divorce?
No, of course not. Hey, I don't want you getting all worked up about this, all right? It's just that since Dad became a Christian, they've got a lot more to work out now. It's tough, but they're going to make it, okay?
Okay.
The best we can do now is pray.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, Mom. This meal is pretty good. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you, Michael. It's a new recipe I just tried.
No, believe me, I agree with Mike. It's really, really good.
Yeah. Oh, should I make it again then?
That'd be great.
Well, then I will add it to my recipe box.
Good.
Mike, can you pass the potatoes?
Oh, yeah, sure thing.
Thanks.
No problem.
So, how was school today, Tim?
It was all right.
Yeah? Did you turn in your project?
Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to get a good grade.
Really? Hey, that's great, champ.
Justin helped me out. He showed me how to build the tectonic plates so that they'll actually shift during the earthquake. It turned out really cool. Wow.
Hey. Justin, that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, I'm just glad it turned out so well. Tim's artwork was excellent.
Sounds like you two put together a really good project. Mm-hmm. When will you bring it home, Timothy?
After they've been graded, they'll be put on a display for the school to see.
Oh.
So, probably a couple of weeks.
Where's Brooke?
She said she didn't feel very well this evening. She asked if she could stay in her room.
Oh. Well, is there something wrong?
I don't know. I think she just needed a little alone time. I'll go up after dinner and check on her.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Okay.
Oh, dear God. I almost don't even know what to say.
I need you. And I need you to help me with this decision in front of me. Oh, it seems like I've been thinking about this forever, but I know that it's actually been less than a day since I first found out about it. I'm gonna talk to Mom and Dad tonight, Lord. And it's the first time that I'm really nervous about telling them something. I don't think that they're gonna be angry, but I just can't imagine what they'll say. This is so hard. Oh, help me, God. I don't even know what to say. I'm so confused. Just be with me, God. Oh, my God, be with me.
Brooke, honey, it's Dad and Mom.
May we come in?
Sure, come in.
Hey, kiddo, what's up, huh? Your mom told me you weren't feeling so well.
I'm fine.
Oh. Brookie, what's wrong? And you know you can talk to us.
There's nothing wrong. I've just got a big decision I need to make, and it's really tough.
Oh. Well, about college? It can be hard finding your way to the right school.
Well, it's sort of about college, but not really. It's more about the future and the whole direction of my life.
Well, that's pretty heavy stuff. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, I do. But I don't even know where to begin.
Okay, you ready for it? How about at the beginning?
John.
Okay, Dad. Well, it started with my blog. You see, Haley and Tim, they did this great advertising campaign and got the word out everywhere they could think of.
I think I may have even seen Haley with some business cards.
No, really?
Yes.
Boy, that's impressive.
I know.
Go ahead, bro.
Well, it got out to all of these churches, and they started putting it on the web everywhere, and, well, a group called World Mission News contacted me through the blog.
Oh, contacted you, huh? How'd they?
Well, they left a comment there with a phone number to call.
Brookie, please tell me you didn't call them without you.
I did. I called them, Dad. But Beck and I did a lot of research first, and I found out that they really are a legitimate organization. Okay. You know Greg Tracy? That guy we listen to on Sundays?
Oh. Pastor Greg?
Yeah, Pastor Greg. It's his organization.
Well, for goodness
sakes. He has a huge heart for missions, and he wanted to find ways to get the word out. Mm-hmm. So he started this group with a friend of his, and now it's one of the biggest news agencies in the world. Well, about missions,
yeah,
but...
Brooke, I'm glad that this worked out, but you still need to know how dangerous it can be to contact people off of the internet. And listen, that stalking case I had, the man was stalking a young girl, and he'd pretended to be another young girl. She gave him all sorts of personal information, like her schedule at school and things, just because she believed he was a girl her age.
I know, Dad. And I didn't give them any information about me or anything. I called them, and I told them where I'd heard about him. I kept everything private.
Well, that's good, Brooke. I'm glad to hear it. It's just... Honey, it can be a scary world out there sometimes.
Yeah. I know, Mom. And I remembered everything that you and Dad said. It's okay. They have no idea what my phone number is or even what my real name is.
Okay. So now that we have that out of the way, why don't you go on?
Well, Pastor Greg, he's a really nice guy, by the way.
Yeah.
He said that he liked my blog, and he asked about my trip to Peru, and I didn't share anything that wasn't already on the blog.
Oh, okay.
And, well, he told me that they really liked my writing. The way I told the stories and everything, it impressed them. They said that it was very sensitive, and it helped people to relate to missions.
Well, that's fantastic, Brooke. I'm amazed at everything you've done.
Well, yeah, this mission trip has really opened a lot of doors for you.
Well, yeah, Dad. See, this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Pastor Greg, he gave me an idea of something that I could do in the future.
Oh, you mean like what you want to major in at school?
Well, sooner than that.
Brooke, I think you just need to tell us what you're talking about.
Pastor Greg offered me the chance to go back to Peru for the dedication of the orphanage.
Wow. Well, that's in a couple of weeks. That's right in the middle of school year. And honey, this man doesn't even know you. How does he think?
Well, he said that they'd like to branch into podcasting, and he thinks that my storytelling would be the perfect way to move into that realm. He was really impressed when he spoke with me too, I guess.
Well, you are a very mature young woman. We're proud of that in you, and
right. And
you do have a sensitive spirit, Brookie.
Thank you, Mom. Well, he said that if I were willing to give podcasting a try,
They'd be able to pull together some sponsors and kick things off with a podcast from the orphanage dedication.
Oh, boy, that's really big, Brooke.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, I'd be able to interview Pawpaw and Tracy and even some of the kids and put it out on the internet. They could tell some of their own stories about the building of the orphanage and sponsorship, maybe even something about Mr. Richter supporting them. And it would bring worldwide attention to the orphanage and other places like it. Pastor Greg even said that if it went well, I could go to other places all around the world and do the same thing. Wouldn't that be fantastic? It's like exactly what God wants me to do with my life.
It is wonderful, Brooke, and I'm very proud of you, but honey, certainly you see that you can't do this now, don't you?
Well, I know it would mean missing part of my senior year, but I'm ahead in some of my classes, and I could always make it up in the summer.
Summer? Brooke, come on, honey, you'd miss graduation. You wouldn't get to graduate. And, you know, if you miss that and have to take summer courses, you won't go to college in the fall.
I know, Dad. I've looked into all of that.
You have? When did this happen, Brooke?
Yesterday.
Now, wait. You're telling us that in one day you've done all of this research, huh?
Well, when I went to school, I asked about it. Like, what would happen if I were to miss a few weeks of classes?
And? Is there any way for you to take your homework or get caught up?
Not really. I'd miss midterms and papers and... Oh, no. Yeah. I'd have to take summer courses to graduate.
And you could miss the spring ball. And you wouldn't graduate with everyone, you know?
Don't think I haven't thought of that, Dad. But I really think this may be what God is calling me to.
I'll get it. Hi, Mrs. Morrison.
Oh, hello, Maya. Come on in. I'll get Haley for you.
Oh, well, would it be all right if I talked to Brooke?
Brooke? Actually, Brooke is kind of...
Oh, she's too busy?
She's got a lot to work on right now, but... I've got a hunch you need to talk, huh?
Well...
I think this might be good for Brooke, too. Let's go find her.
Thanks. So, is it anything I can help you with?
Not really. You can pray, though.
I will.
That's sweet of you. And it's good you came by. You're giving me a little break from things.
Brooke?
Uh-huh?
I was wondering, could you be my honorary big sister?
Really? Well, yeah, of course, sure, I'd love to.
Thanks.
So, is there something you want to share with your honorary big sister?
How do you know?
Sisters know these kinds of things.
Oh, right. Brooke, do your mom and dad ever get into fights?
Well, now and then they'll have an argument. They like to call it a discussion. In fact, I think we're having a discussion right now. But, you know what? They always make up by nighttime. It's a rule they have. Why are you asking?
Oh, I was just kind of wondering.
There must be a reason. Come on.
Okay, I need your big sister advice.
Well, sure, that's what I'm here for.
There's someone I know very well, mm-hmm. and it looks like her parents are about to divorce. Oh. What would you say to this person?
Well, that's hard, really hard. But I would say to this person to look to God. God doesn't promise things will be easy, but he does promise he'll always be there for us. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. If this person reaches out to God, God will hold this person's hand and take her through anything.
Thanks.
Yeah, and Maya, you can tell this person she can talk to her honorary big sister anytime, okay?
Okay. I just... Brooke, I'm scared.
There's no reason to be scared. You've got God holding you, and you've got me holding you, too. Your honorary big sis, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Maya.
she's got to understand that she can't just up and leave this way.
Well, she seems to have her heart set on this, John. I'm worried.
Yeah, I know.
But she's right. When she felt something this deeply over the summer, we let her go to Peru.
No, that was different, Mary.
Well,
she was going to Robert and Tracy for something specific, and she wasn't missing school. It added to her life. It didn't take anything away.
I know that. But, John, she's 18. Everything's about emotion for her right now.
Yeah.
It's all a big roller coaster with everything happening in her senior year and college and now this. No wonder she's confused.
I know, Mary. But she has to understand that we can't let her do this.
I know. I just don't want to break her heart.
So now I just don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah, were they upset?
They were a little bothered by me getting in touch with this ministry without talking to them first, but
yeah. They
understood. I think they're more surprised than anything.
Well, yeah, it's a big offer.
I know. Oh, think, Becca. This could be the rest of my life. I could end up doing this forever. Imagine all the kids and people I could help. I could go around the world.
And not graduate, Brooke. You could end up not graduating.
I know. But if they're willing to take me right now, like this, maybe I don't need to graduate. Maybe I can just get a lot of experience. You know, you hear stories like that all the time of people who never graduated from high school, but now they're millionaires and everything.
But Brooke, you'll be missing so much. Oh, and how do you know that this is God's will?
I don't. I don't know. So confused. But it seems like this has to be the right thing, doesn't it? If there's so much good that could come out of it?
Yeah, but it's not good if you have to disobey your parents.
But
the Bible says to honor your father and mother. Well, it also says that perfume and incense bring joy to the heart, and the pleasantness of one's friend springs from his earnest counsel.
What? Where does it say that?
In Proverbs.
Oh.
Lucas started reading all the way through Proverbs and sharing them with us at the dinner table.
Okay. Oh, well then, Becca, darling. What's your earnest counsel?
Oh, well, I don't know, Brooke. I can't imagine what I would do. It's a huge decision.
I know, Becca. I know.
Don't you understand? It's essential that I look my best.
Well, frankly, I don't think you need that stuff to look your best.
Oh, no, not again.
Well, the sale ends today.
Monica, I think you're being irresponsible.
Irresponsible? Who's being irresponsible? That's it. I've had enough. I'm leaving.
Come on.
Hello?
Caleb, this isn't my imagination, okay? This time I know it. Mother is leaving.
Brooke, honey, your mom and I have been talking and praying about this a lot, and we want you to know that we understand why you're so excited about this, all right? It's a huge opportunity, and we understand that it could mean something for the rest of your life.
But you need to know, Brooke, that we just can't think that this is the best thing for you. Not now, not in the middle of your senior year. Perhaps this summer, when you've graduated.
But then I'll miss the dedication of the orphanage. And that's how they wanted to kick this all off.
All right, now, come on. There'll be other dedications, Brooke. There'll be other things that you can do.
Not like this. Not right now when I can help Papa and Tracy. Those kids, Dad, they need people to know what they're living like. They need ways to make people understand.
We understand that, Brooke. But this isn't what's best for you right now. And our job as your parents is to look out for you.
But what about our job as Christians? Aren't we called to show everyone God's love and do everything we can to help people?
Listen, Brooke. You don't think that doing this right now is the only way that you can show God's love, do you?
But what if God is calling me to this, Dad? What if this is what I'm supposed to do?
All right, Brooke. All right, you're 18 years old now. You can decide what you need to do on your own. I mean, you don't need me or your mother to give you permission. We decided last night that we're going to leave this decision in your hands.
Oh, what?
Wait, I know, Mary, I know, but we did talk about this, right? And it's Brooke's future, and we need to let her go if this is what she's supposed to do.
I know.
Listen, Brooke, your mother and I don't necessarily agree with this, all right? We don't think it's right. I mean, if God were calling you to do something like this, we don't believe that it would go against everything we're feeling right now, that we'd be in agreement about it. But I don't know, this is something you need to decide for yourself.
Dad, I don't know what to say.
Say, you'll pray about it, Brooke, right?
Oh, I have been all the time. I can't stop thinking about it. It's...
Oh, Brooke, I can't tell you how deeply I want to take you in my arms and tell you that you can't go. But your father's right. At some point, we need to let you start making the hard decisions on your own. You know where we stand. We don't think this is what God is calling you to do, Brooke. But you need to make this decision and know in your heart that it's the right one. Just when you're praying, Brooke, remember Psalm 32:8 says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. Now God is listening to your heart cry, and he'll show you the direction you need to go.
Yeah. And throw Proverbs 15:22 in there too, huh? Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors, they succeed. So just make sure that you seek counsel from people that you know not only have your best interest at heart, but who are strong in God's wisdom, right?
Of course, Dad. Okay.
We love you, Brooke, no matter what you do. And we are always here for you.
I love you, Mom. No matter what I decide, I'll always love you.
Hey, what about Dad?
Huh? Oh, of course I'll love you too, Dad.
Yes.
Oh, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do, Dad.
Shh, 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 shh.
What if I make the wrong decision?
No, what if I choose something? Brooke, you'll be fine, all right? I know this is tough. This is a big decision that could affect the rest of your life. But no one, no matter how old they are, could look at this decision without at least a little...
Panic?
Concern, honey. Don't panic.
The whole family will be praying with you about this.
But listen, you've got a good head on your shoulders. You've never rushed into anything, and you always think things out.
It's true.
And you're seeking God's will. There's nothing better that you can do, right? And Brooke?
Yes.
God's help, you're going to be fine, honey.
Thank you, Dad. So, Journal, now it's up to me. I don't want to miss my senior year. All the things going on and graduation. I really, really want to graduate with Becca and Luke. I've always dreamed of the three of us in our caps and gowns, and I know she'll be upset about the spring ball. This is so big, and I could help so many people. Oh, God, what am I supposed to do? Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Oh, God, show me what you want from me.
Maya? Could you please come in the living room?
Coming. Mother, you're here.
Yes, your father and I need to talk to you.
Okay.
Caleb called. He told us you were worried we were getting a divorce. Is that right?
Yeah, I've heard you fighting. And then I heard Mother say she was leaving you.
Leaving me?
Oh, the sale at Klossman's Jewelers.
What?
I told your father this afternoon that I was leaving to go to the sale. I wasn't leaving him.
Oh, so you're not divorcing?
No, we're not divorcing. Yes, we've been going through difficult times lately, but we aren't divorcing, all right?
Have you told anyone else we're getting a divorce besides Caleb?
No. Well, I kind of told Brooke.
Oh, no.
But I didn't want her to know it was us. I told her that this person had some parents who were getting a divorce. I never told her who this person was, but I think she knew.
Maya, I apologize that you had to hear us fighting like that. I know this has been hard on you. We're working through some issues lately that are, well, very difficult.
But I want to make this perfectly clear to you, Maya. We are not getting a divorce. You make sure Brooke knows that as well. And you don't go around spreading any kind of rumors like that. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Don't be too hard on her, Monica. She never intended to...
I realize that. But you know as well as I do, I cannot afford this politically. You do understand.
Yes. Right now, I'm thinking more about Maya.
Oh, yes, of course. But we also need to keep in mind the big picture here for all of us.
I don't understand what you're talking about.
I think it's time that we tell her.
Perhaps it is time.
Maya, we've been keeping this quiet for a while because, well, we weren't sure about it.
But we are sure now, and it looks like everything is falling into place.
Everything is in place for what?
Maya, I am going to run for mayor of Coleraine.
She'll be fine, Mary. Oh, she's a good kid. Now, she always thinks things through, right?
John, what if she misses her senior year? What if she can't go on to college? What if she...
Mary, honey, I understand all those things.
Mom? Dad, it's me. Can I come in?
Oh, of course, Brookie. Come in.
Are you all right, Brookie? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing's wrong. I just thought I should let you know that I've decided. I just called Pastor Greg. I'm going back to Peru.
So Brooke is going back to Peru. You know, I knew it all along. Well, okay, I guess I didn't. Did you guys see that one coming? You know, a decision like that takes a lot of guts, but most of all, it takes a lot of faith and trust too. One of my favorite passages in the Bible is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." It sounds like Brooke is going to do just that. If you would like to know more about trusting God, but you have questions, check with your parents first and then call 888-NEED-HIM. We have friends there ready to talk with you and tell you more about what it means to put your trust in God. If you enjoyed today's show, don't forget that you can get it on CD. Just go to our web store at cbhministries.org. There, you'll find CD singles of each episode and box sets of each season of Down Gilead Lane, including this one. Today's episode, entitled I Will Follow, is a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. The script was written by John Fornoff and Lori Twitchell, and the show was directed by Steve O'Dell. Roy Wallace was our recording engineer, while Elizabeth Bowman provided additional production assistance. The music was written by John Campbell, and Terry Ritchie is our executive producer. That about wraps up another season with Tom, Maya, the Morrison family, and all of your other favorite characters. I'm really looking forward to season 8, and I hope you are too. It's sure to be jam-packed with exciting stories and great biblical values too. But until then, this is Zach saying we'll see you next season, Down Gilead Lane.